which lasted some 7 centuries after Charlemagne, literacy was scorned. When a cardinal corrected the Latin of the Emperor Sigismund, Charlemagne's 47th successor, Sigismund rudely replied, "Ego sum rex Romanus et super grammatica." As king of Rome, he was above grammar. Nevertheless, if value judgments are made, it is undeniable that most of what is known about the period is unlovely. After the extant fragments have been fitted together, the portrait which emerges is a melange of incessant warfare, corruption, lawlessness, obsession with strange myths, and an almost impenetrable mindlessness. Europe had been troubled since the Roman Empire perished in the 5th century. There were many reasons for Rome's fall, among them apathy and bureaucratic absolutism, but the chain of events leading to its actual end had begun the century before. The defenders of the empire were responsible for a 10,000-mile frontier. Ever since the time of the soldier historian Tacitus in the 1st century AD, the vital sector in the north, where the realm's border rested on the Danube and the Rhine, had been vulnerable. Above these great rivers, the forests swarmed with barbaric Germanic tribes, some of them tamer than others, but all envious of the empire's prosperity. For centuries, they had been intimidated by the imperial legions confronting